Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com for this senior class in the area. They're starting to wind down with just the final months remaining of school, and we get a chance to talk some FFA with senior Emma Preston over at Rock Ridge. She serves as the vice president of the Rock Ridge chapter. So finishing up the SAE, the Supervised Agricultural Experience, just tell us, you know, this being your senior year, kind of how are you approaching this, you know, special with COVID going on and this being your senior year?
I think I'm just going to try to take it in strides. It's going to be very different compared to last year, and I'm trying not to put too much weight on it because I know it might not be exactly how I want it to be this year, but so far, I mean, it is what it is, and we've done the best of what we can, so hopefully that'll happen for our SAEs this year, too.
All right, tell us what your SAE involves here, and give us the details of your project.
Okay, I have a beginning breeding heifer book, so I have all of my breeding heifers in that book, and I have to keep track of them, like when they birth, when they breed, and stuff like that. And then I have a market book, which has my steers in it, and then it has my weaned heifers. So I have to keep track of how much they weigh and if we sell them and whatnot. So it's kind of hard because I have two books and you have to bounce back and forth and transfer stuff, but I think it works out for the best in the end.
Yeah, so, you know, with COVID going on, how is this impacting some of these FFA-related activities? And you can date back to last year when you were a junior. You know, a lot of stuff was changed or postponed, or you couldn't meet in person. Now, things are getting a little bit better here as we move along in 2021. But how has that impacted kind of your SAE experience and, you know, moving along here with the different FFA competitions?
Well, it's just pretty hard because all of the competitions so far have been online through Zoom meetings. And, you know, that's just not, like, really the best experience to do. So a lot of people haven't been participating this year, which means that in their SAE books, they're not going to have as much activities participated in FFA. So I feel like that's what it's going to be like for a lot of people, but it just doesn't feel the same after, like, going through the whole year and never going to a single CDE or anything like that.
So right now, then, it's kind of online judging, but if you move along, you'll get an in-person interview. Is that right?
Yep. So we send in our books on Friday, and then we'll have a committee of judges judge them, and the first place winners for each category will then move on and get to do an in-person interview.
Yeah, and so you're shooting. You want the in-person interview, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I guess, can you kind of compare and contrast that process? You know, we're living in a digital world now, and I think we're becoming more accustomed to that, but I think we want to get back to more of a, like, in-person world. I know it's kind of weird to say that, but do you miss that as it relates to kind of this FFA stuff?
Yeah, I 100% miss being in person. It's so different to try to, like, talk to people and meet them over a phone. And it's so hard to make events over the phone and stuff like that. Like, we had Ag Olympics this year for our section, and it was so difficult because, like, normally we would have activities outside where, like, people would, like, throw hay bales and, like, do fun activities with food and whatnot. But, like, this year we had to do, like, a Kahoot online. So it really puts a damper on everything, especially for the incoming freshmen and the outgoing seniors, because incoming freshmen haven't experienced FFA yet, and then the outgoing seniors won't get to experience their last year of FFA, so it's really hard.
All right, so, you know, I tell people that my favorite story I'll always remember about the pandemic, okay, is the last big event I ever attended. You know what it was? It was the Rockridge. It was the Rockridge FFA banquet, and then the next night, the next day, the world came to an end. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
I'll always remember the pandemic, how it started, because I'm like, well, man, I was just with a bunch of people last night, and now the NCAA basketball tournament got canceled anyway. And you know, I look at the senior class, especially yourself, you know, you missed out on a lot the back half of your junior year. You're fortunate that you got that FFA banquet last year locally, because I know that's such a big deal if you've never been to it. It's so impressive at Rock Ridge with all the people that are involved in that. Have they decided whether they're going to be able to have that this year, or is that probably a no-go in person?
we're still talking about it, and I have a feeling that we're not going to be able to have it in person, but we're all going to go and record it, and then we're going to set up maybe like a silent auction online and try to get people to bring in baskets and stuff. But, you know, it's really hard. I feel so bad for like the incoming juniors and incoming seniors, because they won't be able to get inducted for into their office positions. And, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing to do, and it, I feel like it really helps you learn, and it just gives you a new experience to hold on to too.
All right, so as we wrap up here, for those people that may not understand the ins and outs of FFA, so I guess the way we can finish this is kind of explain to people why this SAE process is so important. It's easy to say it when you're an FFA kid. SAE, it's a supervised agricultural experience. But can you talk about the true benefits of that as it relates to a student?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the SAE can kind of cater to almost anything that someone would do outside of school. Like if you volunteered at animal shelter, or, I mean, all the way up to living on a farm, all of that stuff can be put into an SAE and used for experience. And I feel like making someone do an SAE book and record their life and like their process, it's very disciplined. You know, you have to sit down, you have to take hours to do it, you have to go through like a fine-tooth comb, make sure there's no errors, go through your assets and all of this stuff. And I feel like it teaches like a student like dedication, and you know, because once you do it the first year, you might as well keep doing it for the next 4 years until you can get your state degree and then even your American degree. So I feel like the SAE just leads a good pathway for FFA students to get on the right track and get going, and you know, it kind of keeps them in SSA, too, if that makes sense.
All right. Well, you're on the right track, Emma Preston. Enjoy the rest of your senior year, and I know you plan to head on to Iowa State, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.